Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, was the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Karen Kerrigan, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org, SBEcouncil.org, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. Karen, tell us about it.
You bet, Jim. So for 25 years, we've been advocating for entrepreneurs and small businesses and good policies to, you know, help the small business sector grow and thrive and, you know, just for people to take, giving a great policy environment so that they can take that risk and start a business and pursue that dream. So SBEcouncil.org, we have a lot of information on all these new programs, the CARES Act. Sign up for our e-news because we're providing almost daily updates. I don't know how often that will continue, but we're providing information when we get it. We're getting it out the door, turning that around very quickly to help small businesses make decisions during this very, very, very challenging period.
So folks, I want to remind you before we move on to this other thing, I want to just repeat what we talked about in the last segment. Go to the SBA.gov. Click on the yellow link at the top and go fill out the disaster relief form. This is new stuff. This is a grant, $10,000 up to $10,000 grant that will, I guess, I don't know what the qualifiers are, but you fill out the information. I've been looking at the form just since we've been off the air, and it couldn't be easier, folks. Fill it out. See what happens. This is new. I don't remember this ever happening before, Karen. Do you?
No. I mean, basically, it's a prepayment. And my understanding is, Jim, and I'm still trying to get correct, you know, basically confirming this with the SBA, that even if you don't qualify for the loan, that you won't have to pay that back,
yeah.
You know, but I mean, you do have to be in existence as a business.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's no doubt that you have to say and prove that, you know what I
yeah.
mean, that you
yeah.
are in business.
And
okay.
And there may be some issue. I know the bankers have told me, Karen, that if you were already in jeopardy, as in default to a bank before the coronavirus period, the new help is not necessarily going to save you. That's one thing that they've told me to point out to people. I want to move over and talk about the tax implications of the CARES Act. Tell us about that.
Yes, Jim. So, I mean, one thing that I think is really very, very good for small businesses, because payroll taxes are their most burdensome tax that they have to make on a regular basis, is that the new legislation delays the payment of the employer side of the payroll tax.
Mm-hmm.
You can delay that tax up until January 1, 2020,
wow.
So for the entire year.
They're not abating it. You're going to have to write that check eventually, right?
Eventually, but the period, the grace period is pretty decent.
Right. They're recognizing the cash flow issues.
Okay, with 50% owed by December 31st, 2021, and the other half owed by December 31st, 2022. So
wow.
You're given a two-year period to pay right. that payroll tax.
But you'll have to double it up, though, folks. So if you can make the payment, make the payment. Don't get behind.
Exactly, because you know what? Well, we all know no one wants
yeah.
to get behind on those
That's
payments, right?
Not
they add up
the
very,
government.
Very quickly.
Trust me, I've been there once upon a time.
Yeah, I think
I've
we all
there.
Have.
Don't want,
the other
don't
piece
want that.
Is...
You don't want them to be to anyway. Never go ahead. Now there's some other stuff though. The delaying of filing, the delaying of paying your taxes for 90 days for 2019.
That's right. With no fees or add-ons. I mean, that was something that the Treasury Department did on an administrative basis. So
right.
That's great. All businesses can focus on keeping
their
business alive.
So the payments that we were already going to be able to do extensions, but
that's
the payment
right.
that
exactly.
we would have had to have made April 15th can now be made, is it July 1 or July 15th? What is it?
For what? For the
tax payments,
your income tax payments,
yeah.
right,
yeah.
that are due.
That's
because
delayed.
those payroll taxes, now they with this legislation, you know, you can defer those up until all the way up until the end of the year. The employer side, the employer side.
But the 2019 tax bill that would have been due this month has been moved 90 days, right? Did they do that?
That's right. Without any, you know, basically the July 15th is the new tax day
July
for 2020.
15th. That's the new one, right?
Yeah, so July 15th, the new tax
do
day
you know
for 2020.
Since they extended the filing date 90 days, does that also extend the extension another 90 days? Do we know anything about that?
That's a good question, but I think it would be, Jim. You know, I think guidance will come out on that, but my guess is that
otherwise, we already had the ability to extend. Why would we need another 90 days in the middle of it? You know, that's the thing.
Yeah, we'll see, because, I mean, you can get an extension, as you know, for, you know, after, you know, another after that.
Do you see them abating? So far, they're not abating payroll tax. They're keeping that, right? I know you said
they delayed it,
but they're not going to do away with paying payroll tax like they did a few years ago.
No, they're delaying the employer side of the payroll tax.
But that's all.
Yeah, so you still have to pay the individual, your employee side of the payroll tax in 2020.
Right.
But you can delay the, you know, the other half, the employer side. There's the employee side, the employer side. You can delay that. So
the good news is, I want to repeat, folks, if you own a business, even if you're a gigger, if you're a subcontractor or contractor, you can go to SBA.gov and get emergency cash. SBA.gov, at the top of the page, fill it out. Karen, thank you so much for a great report. I know you've been working hard and tirelessly on this, and you'll keep us posted. Come back soon and give us another report.
I will, Jim. And SBEcouncil.org, check those other tax revisions. They're just as important as what we talked about,
right.
Okay?
It's awesome, folks. SBEcouncil.org. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.